Hi, my name is Kai.
And my name is Vanessa, and we are going to present to you a Canadian rap artist named Baba Brinkman and the interesting twists he has in his biography.
Storytelling began fireside in Africa with hunter-gatherer tribes. It's deeper than the tales we have from Canterbury. In fact, it's woven into the fabric of humanity. For thousands of years, there was only one news source, the bard, the griot, the troubadour, the master of ceremonial rhymes and meters, from the fireside vibe to the hi-fi speakers.
Isn't this Baba Brinkman, the Canadian rap artist?
Yeah, the guy who raps about evolution. And you've just heard an excerpt from the Canterbury Tales. I think it was the prologue.
You're right. As a student of medieval studies, you should actually be familiar with this, right?
I find the Canterbury Tales pretty boring, but with his rap lyrics, he makes them quite interesting.
Sounds like you know more about him.
Yes, I saw his performance at the Soho Playhouse in New York City last year. That was pretty cool.
Ah, in New York. He has a lot of performances all over the world, doesn't he?
Yeah, he tours in the USA, Australia and the UK. And I think one of his very first performances was at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. But did you know that he originally was a tree planter?
A tree planter? That sounds weird. Why was he a tree planter first? I mean, that's a colorful career to start out in a job that is really down to earth and then end up being a rap artist.
You're right. And even before that, he received an academic degree at the University of Victoria in comparative literature, where he wrote a thesis on comparing modern hip-hop freestyle battling with the Canterbury Tales by Geoffrey Chaucer.
Wow, he definitely has a lot of twists in his biography, and it seems like he just picked up his studies to become a better rap artist.
You have a point there.
Yeah, okay, but let's come to his name. I mean, Baba, what kind of name is that? I've never heard such a name before.
I don't know if I can trust the internet on that one. But I have read that his actual name is Dirk Murray Brinkman Jr., but his dad gave him the nickname Baba at birth because of his Buddha-like expression.
Interesting guy. I'd never ever get the idea to rap about the Canterbury Tales, so it's quite impressing that he had this idea to rap about such a topic. Maybe it would be fun to see him perform sometime.
Yeah, let's check his upcoming tour dates.
Just applying the skill of words. That's how the bard would thrill the villagers and how today's MCs kill a verse. Verbal artistry. Biggie Smalls, Eminem, and Geoffrey Chaucer fathered me. Masters of storytelling. More compelling than sitcoms brought to you by the father of Tory Spelling. But before we get to Chaucer, I want to share a little piece that's much older. It's from the ancient Middle East, cause this is bigger than me, it's bigger than you, it's bigger than rap, it's bigger than fingers and triggers, and bigger than gangsters slinging the crack. This is the latest version of an ancient story, the rage of warriors hungry for fame and glory. I'll show you how deep it goes by opening with the oldest story that people even know. I mean, thousands of years before the Anglo-Saxons. It's brought to you now through the magic of Penguin Classics.